Oh, hello there. It's the titular Matt Stewart letting you know that I'm going to be in Sydney, Australia, and then Brisbane, Australia, doing short runs of my show, Dryer Dryer. Sydney from the 8th to the 12th of May, Brisbane from the 16th to the 19th of May. Hey, but also, you might not know this, I'm doing a live Who Knew It with Matt Stewart in Sydney on the 13th of May and in Brisbane on the 14th of May. Holy moly, am I looking forward to these shows. Please get tickets for all of these now. If you use the discount code DOGOON, that might work. I'm not sure, but worth a try. Really hope to see you there. Sydney especially, please come along. Brisbane also, though you're buying tickets earlier, better. Sydney lift, please. All right, I'll see you soon now. On with the show.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Who Knew with Matt Stewart, the show where the guests write the wrong answers. I'm the titular Matt Stewart, and our first guest this week is host of her own Twitch channel. It's Beck Ness.
Yes, the host of the thing you do by yourself.
Man, I did not get through that sentence very well.
I liked
the
it.
The Twitch channel's Beck Ness. You're Beck Petratus. Jesus.
What a wonderful welcome.
Oh,
thank you, Matt.
It's a real hot start to the show.
I liked it. I feel like it's... I reckon it's good to get off on this level because mm-hmm. then we can only go up from here. Why are you being so mean? Anyway, thanks for having me.
You're the king of
me.
Sting, Ben.
That's me.
That's why people get you on.
Jesus.
Our second guest this week is host of the Gamey Gamey Game Show. It's Evan Munro Smith.
Hey, it's good to be here. Almost said banana.
Almost said banana. I don't know why. Our third and final guest this week is about to head out on tour with me. As we do our new material show called Dryer Dryer. It's Seren Jayamana.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Where are you going?
Could it be Seren Jayamana?
It could well be, yeah.
See, now we're
you
already...
messed up Beck's name, you may as well mess up.
Also, I love that Evan just chimed in and went, where are you going? He was so concerned.
Can we come?
We're going to Perth. We're going to be in Perth this later this week.
Very soon, yeah.
Yeah.
And then Adelaide after that.
Evan, do you want to go on tour?
How exciting. Can I go?
Yeah, come with.
No, I can't. Pretty good work.
Yeah, I really called your bluff there. Didn't I? Well, we're going to be at the Melbourne Comedy Festival. You could come to that.
No, I don't know.
We'll be there all month.
I'm busy.
You doing a show this year, Beck?
Yes.
Where?
Oh, man. Can I look it
in
up?
In Melbourne.
And then find out?
We'll tell people at the end.
Oh, yeah, let's tell people at the end.
Yeah, it's weird to do the plugs at the start. The show hasn't started yet.
But this is Evan... the part they listen to.
Oh, okay.
it's called Nerd F asterisk CK.
Okay. What does that stand for?
Whatever you wanted.
Feeling cocky.
And also, I am... Evan knows the date because his birthday is the day after my comedy festival show starts. So that's why I feel like it's important to also acknowledge Evan has a birthday
coming up.
Mm-hmm. yeah, in April.
In April.
Oh, that's why you can't join us on
No, that's why you can't join us. I thought that's why. Yeah, yeah.
That's fair enough. But yeah, we'll plug that further later.
Yes, and I'll do a better job, I swear.
All right. So the way the show works is I ask a relatively obscure trivia question and our contestants have to write a convincing fake answer. I then read their answers as well as the real one and they have to guess which one is correct. And the first question comes from listener Melissa Gussie from Maynard, Iowa. In the United States of America.
No.
I think. It doesn't say that, but I assume that they're the states that are united in this case. And the question is, what does cooping mean? What does cooping mean? And while they're writing their answers, I'll explain how the scoring works. So you get a point if your fake answer is guessed by one of the other contestants, and another point if you correctly guess the answer. And by the way, I'm also playing as the house. And I've put in two of my own fake answers for each question with the help of the question writers. And I get a point for each one of those that I guess choose. So each of us can score up to 3 points per round, which seems fair, but the probability actually favours me, the house, which is why I've changed some of the rules. So the final round, other contestants get triple points, whereas the house does not. So it's actually pretty fair now, okay? Very defensive. Anyway, our questions come from our great Patreon supporters. And if you want to submit a question, sign up on any level via patreon.com/dogoonpod, which is linked in the show notes. If you're a patron and you don't know how to submit a question, hit me up. Just DM me there on Patreon or wherever. All right, the answers are in for question number one. What does cooping mean? A share house situation, particularly those for those pigeons who have moved out of home for the very first time. An upper respiratory infection with a barking cough. The practice of forcing unwilling participants to vote. A technique used in cooking when multiple chickens are cooked successively in an oven in the same juices. Driving around doing doughies in a coupe. Or Californian slang for dealing with problems or difficulties. For example, I'm totally not cooping okay, like whatever. Named after Marissa Cooper from the OC. So you got pigeons living in a share house, the respiratory infection with a barking cough, forcing people to vote, cooking multiple chickens in the same juices, doing doughies in a coupe, or Californian slang for dealing with problems or difficulties.
I just have a general question, not necessarily related to
the podcast,
or anything.
Or even in any of us.
No. What do you guys all think about death? No, I don't know. I am like, I think 10 seconds away from just picking up a pigeon. Mm-hmm. And I just wondered if anyone else is the same.
What do you mean, buying a pet?
No, every time there's a pigeon on the ground, I'm like...
Which means picking up, like...
Just grabbing it.
Going on a date.
Yeah. yeah. I want to kiss a pigeon. A peck. I want to peck a pigeon. Anyway, what?
They don't move very far. Like, you could grab one.
I know, and I just think it's really possible that it would like me.
I think it probably would. Because pigeons are ones that have been domesticated, don't know how to make nests.
Yeah.
And you're so good at crafting.
Oh. I could craft them little nests.
You could craft them a really great nest.
Oh, this is... Okay, so I just wondered if it was a thing everyone feels when they see a pigeon on just wandering on the ground, but I feel like it isn't. I'll get into it.
Not me, but...
If it's a solo pigeon, maybe.
Yeah.
But if there's like a bunch
of... Like one going down a kayak down a waterfall.
Stop!
There was an ad in the 80s about a... Yeah. This for, I don't know. That's got to be in Australia.
People
ad,
from
right?
Iowa.
Iowa, yeah. Iowans might not know that. All right, wait. So
there's a soft drink called solo.
This is a tough one because I could have sworn it was about wine barrels.
Coopers are...
Is that what a cooper is?
Yeah, coopers are... Barrels. So, yeah, I think cooping might have, probably would have, surely other meanings.
General question. Actually, a specific question.
Uh-huh.
Is it COUP or COOP?
Oh.
I think that would be unfair to answer after the questions have been written, because maybe some people have written specifically with one of those spellings or the other. I don't know.
Yeah, fair enough. None of them... Feel good.
Put yourself in the mind of an Iowan.
They all feel made up.
Mm.
But I guess everything in life is made up, isn't it?
I think
there is electoral fraud in America, so maybe I'll go with the voting one.
All right, go with the voting one.
Mm.
Yeah, gerrymandering.
Yeah,
that's something
that's a thing
they did up there.
Yep.
Up there.
Yep.
Gerrymandering is a great drag king name. There must already be one. Gerrymandering.
Gerrymander King.
Great for a drag king.
Great for a drag king. You could do a drag queen called Jerry.
Oh, you definitely could.
Jerry Womandering, but it doesn't sound as good.
What can you write? So pigeons voting.
Yes, pigeons voting.
Yep.
You have combined two there, but yeah, you got the pigeons. You got the respiratory infection.
Mm.
You got the voting. Got multiple chickens in the same juice. Doughies and doughies in a coupe. And California slang for dealing with problems or difficulties. Named after Marissa Cooper from the OC. Because she cooped very well.
I'll go respiratory.
respiratory.
Ooh, like sure. Cooping.
Like cough. A cooping kind of. Cough.
Coop, yeah. Coop is actually now, because I wasn't going to go for that. Because genuinely, here's what I
I'm regretting it immediately.
Saran, well, it's too late. Saran, I thought you maybe came up with that, and I don't know why.
I am known for my respiratory disease.
Maybe it's that. I don't know. I got to say, I was like, maybe that's Saran. And then I actually thought you said the answer you've just said. So now, no, no. I thought
maybe
you
I did, and I'm just, this is a play. Is that a common play? People to pick their own one?
Yeah, you're
I've done it before.
You're not allowed to lock it in, but you can fake it out.
Ah.
So, but you'd have to bail on it by
you're
the end.
You're not allowed to lock it in.
Normally by the end I'll say...
You're going to stop me and go, no, you can't pick that one. Because
no,
you wrote
I'll normally I'll say, you're definitely locking that in.
And I'll be and like, then, yes, and then, definitely.
And then eventually I'll say, you can't lock your own one in, Evan.
That's so funny.
Because you can't, it just, you break the game.
Oh, okay.
Stop trying to break the game.
For the listeners, it starts with a suggestive nod.
Yeah.
You definitely lock in that.
How does it break the game? Don't I just lose? Like, I just don't get a point because it's not the right one.
Yeah. But I just feel like that's,
it's not in the
losing our purpose is a weird, but maybe that's fine.
All right.
And it also never convinces
you say that,
other people.
Booked me repeatedly.
Yeah, you always try to break the game. But you and Jess Perkins. And actually quite a few people.
Yeah.
Tom Cashman. He sort of broke it in a way that he took it super seriously. Mm. Definitely the Dum Dum Club guys. Nearly no one's ever taken this seriously. What do you think about it? but yeah, I think that people do think of that technique, like you pretend to pick it and that'll make others go, oh, if they're picking it. But nearly always people go, well, I don't want to pick the same as everyone else. So it actually doesn't even work in that way.
Fair enough. All right.
You know which one I definitely wouldn't pick is the pigeon one.
Evan, just making sure you're definitely locking in that one.
I can't remember which one. Yes.
Respiratory infection. And that leaves you, Beck.
This is going to sound wild.
Okay.
And I said that with a bit of vocal fry because I think it might be the Marissa Cooper answer. And I have no idea why. It sounds also very much like something someone in this room could make up. But then they would need to remember Marissa Cooper's name.
But it could be the house or it could be, I forget the person's name that wrote it from Iowa.
Melissa Gussie.
Yeah, because they write one as well, right?
They can.
But
they write suggestions usually.
Oh, okay.
And then whether or not I'm feeling inspired... or lazy or whatever, I will throw some of my own in.
Sure, okay.
I think Melissa probably watched the OC like me, went to Supre, got the I Love the OC t-shirt. That's a uniquely Australian experience. Anyway, I think that one. I think Marissa Cooper from the OC.
Yeah, she cooped. All right, well, let's go through who wrote the answers. The share house situation with pigeons. That was Saran.
It's a good one.
It is good.
Flew the coop, right?
Yeah.
And it also makes sense for the word, unless it is COUP, which is it?
We'll find out. driving around doing doughies in a coupe, COUPE, was Evan Munro Smith.
What? You don't know what a coupe is.
I do now.
What the hell?
The other bird related one, chickens cooking in their own juices, that was Beck Petratus.
Oh.
No. That means...
So none of us picked our own.
So that means that the house has done well here, but one of you's also got the correct answer. Evan went for an upper respiratory infection with a barking cough. That was actually Melissa.
Oh,
okay, the house.
Smart.
She got me.
The house was also the Marissa Cooper one.
Fuck!
I like you, Wendy Supre, Beck. Meaning the correct answer... is the practice of forcing unwilling participants to vote.
Wow.
It's America.
It's America.
America's got such amazing culture in all sorts of different ways, I think.
Yeah.
You know, like they're the dominant pop culture of the world. You know, they've given us Marissa Cooper, for instance, even though she's now ours on Neighbours, that actor, I believe. But they also have given the world things like forcing people to vote.
They have it's the full spectrum there, because I think they've got, you know, they force people not to vote, and they also force other people to vote.
Yeah, because that's true.
It evens
like
out.
Our whole country's cooped.
Yeah,
well, we have compulsory voting here, so
one big coop.
We've got like national cooping.
Is it OO or OU in the end?
It is OO.
Okay,
you were the only one went with the OU spelling. I was protecting you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I still said OO in when what I wrote.
He, you're right, Beck. He doesn't know what
no,
it is.
No, he doesn't know what it is. This is so far the most surprising thing that's ever happened on a podcast that Evan can name a car.
I don't know what kind of car it is, but I know it's a kind of car.
That's so funny. Okay, great.
It's a two-door.
Oh, okay.
It's like a, yeah.
It's a little one. It's like a little zip, right? It's a zippy.
I think they're just, yeah, I'm pretty sure they're just two-door cars.
Yeah.
Is that T-W-O-D-O-U-R?
Feel like a Monaro. That was a coupe, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's a shape of a car, not a.
It's not a model. Yeah.
Right. I thought you could get. See, I don't know about cars either. I don't know.
Oh
I'm
my god.
Bloody! I'm just.
Yeah,
throwing,
it's like a sedan, right?
I'm throwing
like
rocks in this glass house.
But it's like
and the
a
glass
sports
house
car.
Is a car shape. Anyway, what?
Yeah, they're normally sporty.
Yeah.
I had a Ford Festiva. That was not a coupe. That had two doors, but it was not a coupe.
Hatchback.
That was a hatchback.
Yes.
A coupe is defined as a closed-roof two-door passenger car with a three-box body for the engine and passenger compartment. Well, there you go. I think that clears that up.
Glad we got to the bottom of that one. Sorry, everybody.
This is according to Kia.com. Most importantly, a coupe is a vehicle with interior space that is under 33 cubic feet.
Most importantly.
So specific. And fair enough, too. All right, so after one round, it's around on 1 point, which is, you know, this is the best start you've
unheralded
ever had. The house on 2 points, and Beck and Evan yet to score.
Sorry, I'm just adding my own sound effects, apparently.
I think that's fantastic.
Excellent.
Question two comes from Danny Lopez Rojina from Pueblo in Colorado. Danny's question is, which one of these is a real species of crustacean?
Ooh.
Which one of these is a real species of crustacean? While you're writing your answers, here's some more info on cooping. According to Melissa, cooping involved politicians paying gangs to kidnap men and have them vote for a specific candidate. To accomplish cooping, victims were drugged or forced to drink alcohol and then disguised so that they could cast multiple votes for a specific candidate. In addition, many of the victims of cooping were either homeless or immigrants, and many were left for dead afterwards. One of the grim effects you'll probably hear today. Answering for question number two, which one of these are real species of crustacean? Attitudinal foot lobster? Sebastia? Crustacean Sean? Hang on.
That one snuck up on you.
Yeah,
is he's the guy who knows the answer, yeah, isn't he? You go down a crustacean shore by the deer.
Bollusk, roly poly, or Atlantic Annabelle crab?
Phenomenal. Phenomenal. It would be funny if we found out that Annabelle Crab was named after a crab. that's an interesting way to name a person.
But she's a you know, a known person. She's a public figure. So, like, it's not out of the question that they could have named a crab after her. I would, if I found a new species of crab, I'd be like, I'm naming this one Annabelle.
The ABC always do those naming things where they're like, yeah, give us a name. And it'll be down between Krabby McCrab Crab and Annabelle Crab.
But Atlantic.
Hey, an Atlantic.
Where's the Atlantic? That's not near us.
The Atlantic Ocean, I think, is on, doesn't it, is that the West Coast? Or is that Pacific?
Oh, I don't know.
That's it. Indians
over there.
East,
Atlantic's.
Right. Atlantic might be the.
It's one of the American ones.
Yeah.
Can I be.
Are they all the same ocean?
That's what I was about to say. I was going to be controversial
one love,
as well.
One world, one ocean.
It's all wet.
Yeah.
It's all wet to me, man.
Yeah. How do you. Like, humans are weird. They love putting borders on things. Can't we all just be one, man?
Gerrymandering. I'm talking about gerrymandering.
Yeah, that's a border thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's redrawing the lines for around the district.
He's got a lot to answer for, that drag king.
Amazing lip syncer, terrible public planner.
So Atlantic Annabelle Crab, who else was?
Roly Poly.
Okay.
Ballus.
It's not that, I don't think it's that.
Crustacean Sean.
Crustacean Sean.
Come back again.
Sebastia and Attitudinal Foot Lobster.
Oh, is that? Is the crab from The Little Mermaid?
Sebastian.
Yes.
Oh, no, lobster. Crab.
Yeah, crab.
Is that a crab? What? Or is there a crab that... Did they name it Was that a smart naming and not just a fun name for a crab?
Oh, yes. So, yeah, so they got Sebastian from it. The real crab Sebastian is what you're saying.
But I don't know what type of crab. I don't know crab. Do you know crab? Anyone in here know crab?
I don't know anything about crustaceans.
I know they have exoskeletons. In fact, as I say that, I don't know that they have those.
No, I think that probably is one of the few things.
Mm.
Isn't that a sauce? That sometimes you get crabs in exo...
Yeah, exo sauce.
Yeah, that could be it.
Yeah.
Two doors.
Two doors.
Is it?
So I like the Sebastian theory. I reckon that came first. And then they...
But what about the animal crab theory? Are all of these crabs named after... Did you say something about long something? What was that one?
Attitudinal...
I don't remember a long one.
No, there was bolusk.
Oh, attitudinal? Yeah, that one.
Attitudinal.
Oh, is that the foot? What was that one? Sorry.
Attitudinal foot lobster. Were you thinking it was longitudinal?
Yeah, I thought longitudinal. I thought you said that.
Or were you thinking foot long?
Subway. Yeah. I once had...
Because they are crabby as well, famously. Or are they?
Foot longs?
Crabs.
Oh.
Yes. I have had a foot long seafood sensation. I don't know if anyone has engaged in the seafood sensation from Subway. But I would recommend just getting them every time. Every time, get yourself some
good
seafood extender in a foot long. A foot.
Is that just crab and then miscellaneous other bits?
Yeah, what is seafood extender? It is crab.
It's
Annabelle crab.
You know how sometimes dogs have to vomit? I would give them a...
Hey, I don't think that's just dogs.
We all got to vomit sometimes. Oh man, seafood extender. Just eat seafood. Anyway,
I'm locking in Annabelle crab.
Okay.
The Atlantic Annabelle crab. I don't know. I just think there's a chance that she would, that they named one after her. That's my theory.
I really wish it was Crustacean Sean. But
why wouldn't you just go Crustacean?
Do you know what? I'm jumping on Crustacean.
That wasn't even a... You mean Crustacean Sean?
Is it Crustacean Sean?
I think it could be. I'm going to go with Crustacean Sean as well.
You both are?
Hang on. All right. Now, wait a second. Hold on. Hey, what were all that's of them?
Ironically, the way I put Markham down is I put your initials down, and ironically or interestingly, that leads to me writing BS next to it.
Becca's yet to lock one in.
Well, I was almost going on this, but then you leapt on it. So you can...
We can both have... Oh, I don't want to knock you off it.
No,
you should
both
be right.
Because you were first to it. So
I've rethought it because the way Matt's laughing doesn't suggest it's a real answer.
But now we know the tactic. Beck wrote it, but now she can't pick it herself. But she's got Saran onto it. This is how it works. This is the play.
Well, if Beck can't pick it, that means I can't pick it.
All right.
Because I know now that it's Beck's. She wrote it. So that would be even...
Maybe Saran wrote it and it's a double... I don't know.
So which way are you going then?
Is this the longest it's ever taken to get to two questions?
Yeah. I think it might be.
I'm watching the time tick up.
I'm going to lock in Sebastia.
Sebastia, okay. What about you, Beck?
Crustacean Sean.
All right, here's about the answers. Bolusk. Am I saying that right, Evan?
Yes.
It's like mollusk.
Kind of.
But it's spherical.
Yeah. It's pointy. I don't know.
I like, okay, pointy.
It's pretty good at 3-on-3, actually.
Yeah.
Attitudinal foot lobster. That was Danny,
ooh,
aka the house. Then we had Crustacean. Wait, what was it? Crustacean Sean. That was the house. I laughed because I stuffed it up. I had it written down as Crustacean Paul. But I said Crustacean Sean. And that's why I was laughing at myself, mucking up my own thing.
I don't think you would have picked Crustacean Paul.
No,
I wouldn't.
It was purposely bad, but then I thought it became even worse.
Crustacean Sean is so good. I'm proud to have picked that answer. I think it's great.
Saran went for Sebastia, And this has got, I don't think I've ever seen someone play the game so well. That was Beck.
And I knocked you off Crustacean Shore. I was like, get out of there.
If listeners go back and listen to that knowing that Beck had written Sebastian, you'd be like, that was a masterclass.
Thank you. I played Among Us in 2020, which was peak, you know, on Twitch. Like, that was all about, like, lying to your friends.
Right.
And I got very good at it during 2020. Everyone else was like, I'm going to bake some bread. I'm like, I'm going to lie real good.
It's so funny that that was during the height of COVID that game became popular because, yeah, like, we don't need friends anymore. No. Let's just burn all the bridges.
Evan went for Atlantic Annabelle Crab. That was Saran.
Oh, Saran, so good.
Meaning I was worried because your logic about Atlantic, I was like, oh, he's seeing through it.
I don't know anything about oceans.
And then finally, that means the correct answer was the roly-poly.
What?
The oh, my God. Roly-poly. I knew
you
that.
Evan, I think straight away said, well, it's not that one.
Yeah. I knew that. A roly-poly is just those little bugs. They are crustaceans.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But Evan also, his answer was burlesque. So he's like, there already is a roly-poly one.
Oh, I knew the answer. I wasn't
That's
listening.
So
oh,
funny.
God.
So anyway, Beck gets a point. House gets a point. Saren gets a point. Meaning after two rounds, the scores are Evan on no points, Beck on 1 point, Saren on 2 points. But out in front on 3 points, it's the house. Here's question number three. In the room, this has gone very long, but the edit's going to be... We'll probably be 3 minutes in at this point. here's question number three. The next one was written by Jessica Gruber from Kent in Washington. Jessica's question is, what was the headline in the Washington Post involving the Denver Zoo on the 21st of December 2023? What was the headline in the Washington Post involving the Denver Zoo? Not too long, just a month or so back. December 2023. While you're writing your answers.
Sorry, I'm so full of it. I thought of a really bad answer. And now I'm trying to decide whether to throw it in.
Well, I think bad answers have ended pretty well so far. Here's a bit more info about roly-polies. According to Danny, roly-polies have gills even though they live on land and breathe in the moisture in the dirt. When it comes to drinking, roly-polies have two choices. They can drink from their mouths like most creatures, or they can use tube-shaped structures that jut out of their rear ends. They eat harmful metals in the earth, and the females carry their eggs in the pouch for 2 to 3 months until they hatch. Even after hatching, young pill bugs, which is their other name, may return to the pouch and continue to grow and be nourished through their mother's marsupial fluid before heading out into the world. Marsupial fluid. Man, I haven't checked it. I'm taking Danny's word for all of this. This sounds like a wild creature. Also, as kids, there were so many in my region, this is Danny still speaking, that my sister and cousins and I formed our own little group called the Roly Poly Scouts and had a song for it and everything. We mostly just watched them crawl around in the garden because they're cute. Well, that's bloody cute, to be honest, Danny. I hope you... Hope you reform the Roly Poly Scouts.
I'm gonna look up what these look like. Roly polies.
They're the little things in the garden that are like little.
How do you spell poly?
P-O-L-Y.
As a kid, I used to call them butchie boys.
Oh,
they're like slaters.
Yeah, they are slaters.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know why I called them butchie boys, but it feels like it could be one of those Australian terms that turns out to be racist. And now I've said it out loud. Please look, boys. Make sure it's not.
And according to vocabulary.com. Roly poly is also British slang for short and plump.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
wasn't
no,
there
that's
a naughty
the words
character just... called the Roly Poly policeman?
Yeah,
or something?
I think that rings a bell.
It was Captain Plod, but there was some sort of Roly Poly man or something.
I think they were like two sort of Roly Poly guys rolling around.
Oh, and it's a thing.
Yes, that's right.
It's a jam Roly Poly recipe.
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 That was, you sounded like an Australian from like Skippy in the 80s. Oh, it's a recipe. Or maybe like an American doing an Australian accent. Check out this recipe. No, check out this recipe. Here's question number three. What was the headline in the Washington Post involving the Denver Zoo, December 21, 2023? A baby orangutan's paternity was unclear. Maury Povich has the results. missing porcupine brain returned to zoo. Pinky still missing. That one you can interpret a couple of different ways.
Is Pinky the porcupine? Or is it missing a finger?
Two porcupines, Pinky and the Brain, right, named after the cartoon characters. Or one porcupine was kidnapped piece by piece and they haven't got it all back yet. Shock cooping scandal. Denver Zoo marmosets forced to vote in Republican primaries. Elephant labeled Republican with its distinctive trumpeting.
Ooh.
I think he's trying to make a boob.
A zoo's ruse lose despite pre-awards schmooze. Or zoo explodes.
That's my... I'm tempted to go that one straight away. But I would have heard... We would have heard if a zoo exploded, yeah, right?
This was like 3 weeks ago.
Is this 3 weeks ago?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, December 2023.
Oh, man. And which thing?
Denver Zoo.
Oh, sorry. Which publication? Apologies.
Washington Post.
Okay.
Oh, so it could be Zoo Explodes.
That's quite a straight publication.
Hey,
they're not like the, you know, NT, was it NT News or whatever?
Yeah, NT News, Herald Sun.
Yeah.
Our local one that has some pretty punny type.
Yeah.
Matt could be leaving off like, maybe it's like Matt, Zoo Explodes with visitors.
Yeah.
Like there could be like, it could be a mistaken headline.
Clickbaity.
Yeah. Click this.
It is their winter, so it would be... Does that make explosions less likely in the cold?
Yeah, the cold air. Yeah, it's something to ponder.
So are elephants the Republican...
Why
are you asking this question? You know this.
I couldn't think of what the Democrat one
was. Evan watches Rachel Maddow like it's play school.
Well, that's why he's asking. It's why he's asking what the Republican one. He's very familiar with the Democrat one because Maddow's a stooge of the.
Yeah,
but he also.
I mean,
knows,
I don't know. Is that right?
Yeah, I feel like Coupe is. Well,
she's a stooge. Love watching her.
Everyone on MSNBC is a stooge. But anyway, yep.
You're just watching it to keep your eye on the lamestream media. And the...
Yeah.
So you got baby orangutan paternity test unclear. Paternity unclear. Maury Povich has the results. Missing porcupine. Brain returned to zoo. Pinky still missing. I should say Pinky and the Brain are capitalized, so it probably is their name.
Oh, okay.
Shock cooping scandal. Denver Zoo marmosets forced to vote in primary Republican primaries, which is fun. Marmosets primates. Doesn't matter. Elephant label Republican with its distinctive trumpeting. Zoo's ruse lose despite pre-award schmooze. Or zoo explodes.
Zoo's ruse. Can you give me that one again?
Zoo's ruse lose despite pre-awards schmooze.
You know, there's like a Walkley award here that's for headlines. And so often like one of those ones wins. And I'm like, God damn it. Like so many good joke writers in this fucking country. And like we're so reliant on rhymes.
Yeah.
People still think, oh, rhyming. Which, and now I feel bad that this is someone's answer. Oh, no.
No, but also that, like, I think rhyming ones like that as headlines were impressive pre, you know, Word Hippo and Rhyme Zone type websites.
Yeah, yeah, true.
Like, if you have to at least think of the rhymes yourself, but if you're just looking at a list of rhymes and you're picking them out, I think that's pretty lazy bullshit. Not looking at anyone in particular.
I don't know what Word Hippo is. I feel like you've outed yourself here, mate.
Is words
some of your best punchlines are rhymes.
Word Hippo, it's a thesaurus. Oh, no, well, that's not the right one. Rhyme Zone, I'm pretty sure, is a rhyming website.
Word Hippo's got, they've got... But you can use those words in raps and rhymes.
Yeah, yeah.
As you well know.
Yeah, which is more Seren's game.
I'm going to lock in Ruse Schmooze at the zoos.
The one with all the rhyming.
Because I feel like that is a headline.
Yeah.
And you can see the situation. They put their kangaroos into some competition.
Oh, yeah. And there's that's fair.
There's a bit of whining and dining.
I know this is unlikely, but I feel like Washington Post, right?
Yep.
I think it's probably the one about this. I think it's the Brain one.
Okay.
Because And also, how embarrassing would it be to lose an animal part by part? I know that's not what happened here, but to steal an animal, like, steal its arms, and you're like, oh, I didn't notice that went, and then someone nicked its brain, and then they returned it.
Yeah, I wonder how much of the animal you'd need to steal before people start noticing.
Yeah, I mean, on some...
They're going, Jesus, he's been really lifeless lately. Yeah. Realizing the brain has been stolen.
I think it might be that one. And I also, I think it's that one.
Because you said you think that one's unlikely. Can I just say which one you think is likely? If you were going with a different strategy.
Explode.
Explode.
Explode. Definitely okay. Explode now.
I was going to go Pinky in the Brain. I just remembered. But,
sorry.
But, because I think who's that's a weird reference. Who's making that up? Mm. You can't make that up. So, I thought that was reasonably likely. But since Beck has done it, and for the sake of picking something else, I'm going to go with the Republican elephant, because it's a very politically, it's always politically charged times in the States, but particularly now, it's an election year, there's, you know, there's a lot going on, and also the Washington Post is, you know, covering a lot of politics. I think maybe that's the second most likely.
All right. After the Pinky
the Pinky
brain.
The Brain, yeah.
I'd love to know... Because it's obviously this is a written article, but would love to hear what the trumpeting sounded like that made it so Republican.
Yeah, I don't know.
Does it sound like...
I imagine, wouldn't it be something to do with Trump somehow?
Right. Oh, he's trumpeting.
It's just Trump. It's an onomatopoeic.
Yeah, right. Maybe.
Just his Trump. Is yeah. No, trumping, Trump.
I thought it could be sort of economic analysis as well. An in-depth.
Small government is what a Trump is. Yeah.
All right, here's who wrote the answers. Zoo explodes. That was Evan Munro Smith.
Thank you.
Great work.
Really good.
Shock cooping scandal. Denver Zoo marmosets forced to vote in Republican primaries. That was Saran.
Bit of Republican activity going on.
Yeah.
Then we had Zoo's ruse lose despite pre-award schmooze. That was me, and I did that Hippo.
I feel less bad now.
No, you were 100% right. But you're trying to mimic the bad headline.
Yes, true.
So it's actually you're having a go at me.
No,
really,
I'm having a go at
the
bloody
system.
I am the journalism in general.
I was actually spoofing the staff.
Spoofing?
I was spoofing.
Yeah, Matt's always spoofing.
Sub editors.
My life's spoofing.
I got them right between the eyes. missing porcupine brain, return to zoo. Pinky's still missing. Beck went for that. That was actually Jessica, aka the house.
You got me, Jessica.
You can make that up.
What things are left?
Elephant labeled Republican with its distinctive trumpeting, which Evan went for. That was Beck.
Oh.
Meaning the correct answer is a baby orangutan's paternity was unclear. Maury Povich has results.
Really?
Oh my god, that's genuinely amazing.
Oh man.
That was, out of all of them, I was like, that could be right, but that sounds unlikely. But also, what a fun, that is actually a really good idea.
Is that a bit tongue-in-cheek there? Or does Maury Povich actually have the results?
I think
they did that as like a bit of a, they, I'll explain that to the listeners in a second, but very briefly, they weren't sure who the father was. They got the results, and then as a bit of a stunt, they got Maury to announce
so
it.
That's
fun. I love the Denver Zoo.
I think it's the kind of thing as well that, Beck, you would have known for sure if you were still working at the project.
Yeah, exactly. And I've completely jumped out of the news. But this does sound like one of those news stories that I would have picked up. It's just I was probably busy at the time with, I'm trying to think of what was happening. Was there a mascot recently who was doing something weird? I think it was that. I was probably distracted by a basketball mascot.
A basketball mascot. Yeah. It was Christmas week as well.
Oh, I was distracted by it. It was at that time there was a Pop-Tart.
Yes.
Do you remember? Did you see this?
That looked like Jesus? No.
It was just a Pop-Tart mascot, and it was a football game, and then it was on top of a big toaster, and then it got lowered into the toaster,
that's so good.
And then it came out of the toaster, and then the whole football team ripped apart this Pop-Tart thing that was alive, and then was made a Pop-Tart.
I love multiple part mascots.
Yeah.
The best one is that Japanese baseball one, the skeleton fish. And it like
it comes out.
That's so great.
Good. Yeah,
very ingenious.
Yeah,
I must have missed both of these because of the zoo explosion.
It was a big story.
Zoo explosion. simple, Evan. Two words, not more explanation.
I had to like scroll the age on my phone to make it look like I was writing something longer.
The zoo explodes. Missing porcupine brain returns. Oh. They could have. You could have merged the two together.
Yeah,
could have.
All right, question number four comes from David Malofsky from London, baby. That's how David describes it anyway. Question is, why did John Dillermand, the Danish stop-motion animated children's TV series, create controversy after its release in 2021? Why did John Dillermand, Danish stop-motion animated children's TV series, create controversy after its release in 2021?
Well, you're right. Show is called John Dillermand.
Yeah, so it's just about a guy called John Dillermand.
And it's stop motion?
Stop motion. Mm. And it's Danish.
Okay, I just ate the Danish.
Oh my God. I wonder if you're going to work that into your answer.
You should know, Evan.
While they're writing their answers, here's a little more info about the baby orangutan story. According to Jessica, in August of 2023, a baby orangutan named Siska was born to mother Irina. The problem was the zoo did not know which male, Barani or Jaya, had fathered the infant. After a few months, staff were able to get a hair sample from the infant to confirm paternity and reached out to Maury Povich, famous for his paternity test results on his show, to announce the father. Maury agreed and made a video of the results for the zoo to use to reveal paternity. Bit of fun. And Jessica, I didn't say this before because I would have given it away, but Jessica's a bit of a primate specialist. She volunteers at the zoo in Seattle. And she gave me the tour around there. I got to meet the orangutans that Maurice from Planet of the Apes was based on. Real life highlight. Anyway, while you're still writing your answers, let's go for a quick break.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally, for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
All right, we're back here. Is question number four, why did John Dillermand, the Danish stop-motion animated children's TV series, create controversy after its release in 2021? A mistranslation of his catchphrase, "I have the power to touch minds," became "touching yourself gives me power" in several Eastern European countries. The lead character is in a same-sex relationship, which triggered complaints that the show is unsuitable for children. It was a blatant rip-off of Australia's Bluey, cartoon about a family of dogs using badly translated scripts. He has a prehensile penis that can extend dozens of meters, which some found inappropriate. All of the clay characters were made with the creator's own hair, fingernails, and in some violent scenes, even his own blood was used as a prop. Or the creatives did not understand the brief, and when the series was released, it was just half an hour of a bloke, John Dillermand, gesturing to oncoming traffic to halt using his hand in a stop motion.
Why were you laughing while he read that out?
The run-up was so great. The big, like, I could have, knowing where it was going, I would have been happy to read, you know, a few pages.
Saran, that's a beautiful answer, by the way. Oh, far out. I mean, there has been a few Bluey rip-off incidents lately.
Right.
I'm leaning towards that Bluey one. Because I feel like there was that weird, like, wasn't there like, I'm going to say whatever wire, I can't remember what it is, that stupid right-wing website made a Bluey.
Yeah, they
rip-off.
Made a Bluey. They made their own Bluey.
But
yeah.
It was woke.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they made woke Bluey, which I think is very funny because I think Bluey's...
Well, no, it's not woke Bluey.
Oh, sorry, opposite. Apologies.
Normal Bluey is
normal,
woke Bluey.
Normal Bluey is woke Bluey.
Oh, like, is normal Bluey woke?
Yeah, he's awake.
Apparently.
Sorry, she's awake, she's awake the whole time.
Yeah, knowing that it is a lead character, the dog is a woman. I forgot about it.
That's pretty
woke.
That's pretty woke. Yeah, I feel like... I mean, it's about Queensland. Anyway, don't, let's not get into it. Yeah, I'm leaning towards that bluey answer. But I...
What was the giant dick one again?
prehensile penis that it can extend dozens of meters.
Okay.
You drawn to that one, Ev?
No, I just thought it sounded funny.
prehensile as well. That means, like, a monkey's tail, it's prehensile means it can use it to climb and whatnot. Wow. So it's like a...
It's a whole other level.
Mm.
What was that? There was, like, a stop-motion animation a while back that won, like, an Oscar that was...
Harvey Crumpet.
I think about that a lot when it comes to stop-motion animation because in my head, stop-motion, fun, haha, good time, Wallace and Gromit, right?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That normal sentence.
Pingu.
Pingu, of course. Whereas, yeah, I always forget that you can do...
Serious stuff.
Traumatic. Serious stuff.
Yeah.
And you can have a prehensile penis that comes along and goes blah, 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 blah.
It's sort of, it's in keeping with, like, it's informative, educational. Because I didn't know that a prehensile could hold things.
There you go.
So I would have learnt that through.
I think it's also the perfect media for that story. If you're gonna, if you heard that there was a kid show about a guy with a prehensile penis, you'd be like, it's got to be stop animation.
Yeah, it does. I like the idea too of like a penis holding a cup of tea, really like this.
Yeah.
Yep.
No one can see this but me, but I'm kind of holding, you know, like just
being fancy.
Yeah, being fancy, but using your dick. Yeah.
That is
very fun. Just sprinkling salt on it.
Salt baying it.
Salt dick bay. Salty dick bay.
Salt dick bay.
It just takes so long to make, like the amount of, like, you know, so many. Just like modeling that penis and like moving it around frame by frame, just months to make like 1 second of animation.
You know why it takes so long? It's all the stopping.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I said stop animation before. That's not what it is it?
People call it that. It's stop motion. But okay. which is a
campaign.
Stop animation.
Real life actors are like, we gotta stop this.
I think Star Wars had their take on it was go animation, maybe, potentially. They had like they did a thing when they were just shooting all their models of, you know, X-Wings or whatever they've got. I'm not really a Star Wars guy. But I think they were doing stuff, Lucasfilm, where they, because one of the things with stop motion animation is obviously everything's stationary. When you move it a bit, you take a picture. Move it a bit, take it a picture. Take it a picture.
All right, Joe Dolce.
then, but what you don't get is any of the motion blur. So the problem, it always looks kind of like, choppy or jittery, and so they had a technique where as you press the shutter, it like moves the thing a tiny bit, so it creates a little bit of blur in the frame, even though it's still bit by bit, but it just moves a little bit when you take the shutter. I think
that's smart,
but I don't know. Yeah. I've never looked at a Wallace and Gromit and gone, not enough motion in this.
Yeah. Well, these days you can just add motion blur in post production.
I worked out I can do Wallace and Gromit mouth. This is not good for podcast, but look at this.
Oh, yeah. Cheese Gromit.
Cheese Gromit.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, I got Wallace and Gromit
you
mouth.
You could have been made by Aardman.
And I wish I was.
Aardman would be they'd be great if they did a comedy festival show.
I thought you'd say a penis show.
They would do a great penis show at the comedy festival.
But Aardman.
First in the guide.
Aardman is also a great drag king name. Aardman! No, it's not that good.
Maybe a good superhero name?
I'm going Bluey.
Okay. I'm glad you snapped us out of that. No, I
noped out of the bit.
Forgotten what we were here for.
I think maybe the first one for some reason. I can't remember what it is, but I responded to that.
The mistranslation of the power to touch minds to touching yourself gives me power.
Yep, you can't make that up.
I think it's the creative using his own hair and... in one particular violent scene, his blood.
Okay, looking at Saran. Here's who wrote the answers. The creatives did not understand the brief. Ended up just filming half an hour of a bloke, John Dillerman, gesturing to oncoming traffic to halt using his hand in a stop motion.
That's my favourite answer ever written on this show.
That was Saran.
Yes! I thought because it was the funniest one, I thought, yeah, Saran's doing a funny one.
On the other hand, it's funny how the different ways you can not get picked. Do something really funny or something serious, like the lead character is in a same-sex relationship. That was Evan Munro Smith.
Wow, yeah. Wow, Evan.
That felt like
I thought it felt real.
That was going to be picked.
I thought that was maybe realistic enough. But then I was also, as soon as I wrote, I was like, yeah, but why would you write a question about that on a comedy quiz show?
That
like,
was the only
you...
reason I didn't. Yeah.
It's not much fun, is it?
Yeah, it's pretty. That's a grim. That would be a grim question to bring up.
That's the exact reason I picked the hair and not that one. I was like, the hair's notable. That's probably something.
Well, speaking of the hair one, that was written by Beck Petraides.
Oh, well done.
Yeah, thank you. I love blood.
Beck chose one about the blatant ripoff of Australia's Bluey. That was The House.
Oh, that was good.
As was the one Evan went for. David Malofsky, aka The House, wrote the Touching Yourself Gives Me Power. in several Eastern European countries. That means the correct answer no one got. I don't think anyone's picked a correct answer yet, maybe. He has a prehensile penis.
What?
That can extend dozens of meters, which some found inappropriate.
Amazing! Oh, my God. Good We're Lord. Watching this after.
Is it a kid's show?
It is a kid's show. Yeah,
wow.
Because they're like, it's, you know, it's trying to talk, like Soren said, teach about the body without too much stigma and that sort of stuff. But, yeah, some... apparently it's very popular, but some have some complained.
I'm so sorry. I had to look it up immediately. And there is him with like a little... He's playing shuttlecock with like a... And he's like holding the racket with his penis. Really not... Like the way I was saying.
Yes.
This oh, but his phenomenal. Penis is wearing something.
Yeah,
is
yeah.
It? Yeah, it's
his
not a naked
His penis is
piece.
Sheathed with his own clothes. Sort of like okay. a Where's Wally kind of red and white.
Oh my hoop. God, he's holding a sausage with his penis and leading a bunch of dogs. This is the best.
Yeah,
I'm gonna
I think
watch wow. this.
It sounds like a lot of fun.
Why is this controversial? This is fun.
Well, I think it's not that, you know, but anything's controversial.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And media like to focus on the vocal minority who make a big fuss about things like this. I should say, Saran did actually... We've had one of the correct answers guessed, and that was round one. Saran got it. But
all right.
Thank all you. The other
it's
ones have
downhill
gone
from there.
Unpicked.
How many questions left are there?
There are three to go.
Okay.
So we've got that round, again, 2 points to The House and 1 point to Beck. So it is... it's getting to the point where you three need to lift.
Yeah.
The scores are
me in particular
Evan, on 0 points. Soren on 2 points. Beck on 3 points. But now way out in front on 7 points. It's The House. Remembering the final round's worth triple points for you guys. So still truly anyone's game. Question five comes from Alex Spohr from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Feels like it's a very American episode this week. Alex's question is, what is the name of Jerry Reed's third and final number one hit country song from 1982? What's the name of Jerry Reed's third single from his 1982 album, which was a number one hit on the country charts? And while you're writing your answers, here's some more info about John Dillamond. According to David, my brother-in-law who lives in Norway told us about this at Christmas. Dillamond translates to penis man.
This is perfect.
John penis man.
Oh, man.
And I'm going to read a bit of an article on CNN. And about it, CNN. Now I'm going to read a bit of an article from CNN about it, which writes, Denmark's flagship broadcast, basically their version of ABC or BBC or whatever, has suffered blowback over its newest children's TV program, John Dillamond, an animation starring a man with a penis so massive and flexible it can save children from danger, fetch objects from a river, and operate as a pogo stick. The show, whose 13 episodes are available to watch on the DR Network's website, follows its titular character as he navigates an array of unexpected scenarios caused by his inexplicably huge genitalia. In episode 1, for instance, the mustache Dillamond uses his gigantic stripy organ as a lead for his dog, but quickly finds himself inundated with requests from his neighbours to take their pets out for a walk too. At another point in the show, he is stuck floating in mid-air after balloons are tied to his groin. In another episode, he breaks a friend's vase with his penis and must raise money to pay them back. And in a third, he uses it to steal an ice cream at the zoo. The show's opening montage also shows him using his genitals to keep a lion away from a group of children. The show was generally met with hilarity in Denmark and across the internet, with many praising it as an appropriate and light-hearted way to teach children about the human anatomy. But some took issue with the main character's central trait. Danish politician Morten Messerschmidt, a member of the right-wing Danish People's Party, said children should not be forced to watch a cartoon depiction of an adult man's groin. I don't know.
Are they forced?
Yeah, I wonder. Maybe they're being cooped into it as well. a handful of parents have taken to Facebook. This is the funny thing. It is always it's a handful, but then the articles are written, and then there's the backlash against the backlash, and they know what they're doing.
From there.
But yeah, a handful of parents got on Facebook urging them to remove the program. And a spokesperson for DR told CNN that most of those who criticized the program did so without even having seen the show because it wasn't released yet. Now the great majority here in Denmark are making fun of the few critics instead, Sarah Cecily added. Hundreds of thousands are supporting John Dillermann now. In Denmark, it is now a huge success and the children are watching it in big numbers, she said, telling CNN that 200,000 people had already viewed the first episode soon after release. In the network's online description of the show, they state that while Dillermann's genitals get him into embarrassing situations, it can be used for good once he embraces that he is different.
Matt, about 2 minutes ago, you said titular character. Don't you mean penis-cular character? Is this good?
Dictula.
Dictula. Oh, dictula's good.
That's good, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think penis-cular is penis-cular. Better. Penis-cular.
But now I do want to see a boob one. I want to see this character, but boob.
Yeah.
Real long ones. Yep. People are mean about boob. You can have, we've said this earlier in the episode, any boobs. I was going to say any boobs are gold. That's not what I wanted to say.
Every boob is sacred.
Every boob is sacred. And some boob real long, and that's fine, and it's good, and that's useful for society, and it can go pick up things.
That's, yeah, so we just need to find out what the Danish word is for boob woman, and we'll call it Joan Boob Woman.
Joan Boob Woman.
All right, let me just quickly find this out.
Joan Boob Woman.
okay.
Typing.
Here we go. Oh, looks like it translates to boob. Oh, maybe we'll go with breast. No, that translates to breast. What's a sure word that's going to come up in Danish? Tit? No, tit's tit. All right, well, let's just go with so it,
Joan Breast Woman.
It translates to Joan Boobfind.
That's a nice name.
Boy or girl?
I'm in.
All right, the answer in for question number 5. What is the name of Jerry Reed's third and final number one hit from his country album of 1982. That big old barn is actually a shed. She got the gold mine. Brackets, I got the shaft.
Oh, that's nice.
Strum me like a guitar. Stroke me like a fiddle. My horse got sick and you left me. A spider bit my balls. Brackets, now they're as big as my love for you. Or gerrymandering.
It'd be interesting if there was a callback that was also an answer.
Well, yeah. I did notice that Evan was scrolling for quite a long time on the Age website.
Another classic efficient answer from Evan. what was the first one again?
That big old barn is actually a shed.
Oh, the second one. What's the second one?
She got the gold mine, I got the shaft.
That's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
Mm. Yeah.
Gonna lock it in?
Yeah, I will. I don't think that there's any innuendo there at all.
Becky, you locking it in? Who's actually who I was
no,
asking?
No, Soren, do you want it?
Oh, you can both have it.
No. Because what was the next one after that?
Strum me like a guitar, stroke me like a fiddle. Or my horse got sick and you left me.
I mean,
a spider bit my balls, now they're as big as my love for you. Like gerrymandering.
I like the horse one. I worry. No, people still had horses in the 80s. It was the 80s, right?
Yeah, people slap horses now. the horse industry. When cars came along, all the horses died.
They all have horsepower. We don't need the horse no more.
It would, yeah, today it would actually be my car broke down and you left me.
Yeah. They'd update
my
it.
Coupe my coupe broke down.
I kind of feel like the fiddle one. Evan, you answer. I'm thinking.
I'm going to go the guitar fiddle one.
Well, goddamn it. Sorry. What is happening? All right. Can you say them again? I'm so sorry.
That big old barn is actually a shed. Okay. She got the gold mine. I got the shaft. Mm. Strum me like a guitar. Strum me like a fiddle. Mm. My horse got sick and you left me. Mm. Spider bit my balls. Now they're as big as my love for you. Mm-hmm. Gerrymandering.
Nah, fuck it. I think it's spider balls. I'm going spider balls because what if it is? Mm. And what if I'm right?
Yeah. Could be the best moment of your life.
It could be. I can't wait for
you could have a new theme song. I know you've been looking for one.
I have been.
All right. Here's the right answers. That big old barn is actually a shed. That was Seren. What did that mean, Seren? What to you? was a euphemism for like...
No, I just don't know country music very well.
About barns.
Gerrymandering. That was Evan Munro Smith.
Yep.
That age website scrolling didn't go well for
His
you.
His name's Jerry.
Oh, yeah.
That is
actually... Okay. All right.
No one got that?
My horse got sick and you left me. That was Beck.
Oh.
You got the sadness vibe.
Yeah, I was like... That was the first... I went, what's the first thing I can think of? Because I thought country music was a bit more simplistic, but clearly... One of the answers is beautiful, hauntingly.
Mm.
So.
Strum me like a guitar, strum me like a fiddle, whichever went for. That was the house. As was the spider bit my balls, and they're as big as my
Wow, feet. I can't believe that.
Meaning what? That Beck, you were right in the first place, and Seren was right. It is she got the gold mine, I got the shovel.
Oh, yes. So good.
So, again, that's 2 points to the house. You guys keep...
Honestly, it's so lucky I forgot that his name was Jerry.
So, with only a couple of rounds to go, Evan's on 0 points. Seren and Becker on 3 points, but the house is out in front on 9 points.
Woo. Wait, no. Boo.
Boo.
Boo house.
All right, question number six. Can you please stop picking my answers? question number six comes from Heidi from Hastings. And that's out near your way, Beck, Hastings, isn't it?
Yeah.
Are you sure it isn't Hastings in England?
Oh, yeah, is it there where there was a battle there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
could be there.
There's also a battle in the Hastings here.
Okay.
But it was about Alka Pops.
I went to a bottle shop recently. It was an IGA one, and it had so many throwback drinks, like those pre-mixed cowboy...
Yeah, they're all back.
Cup-sucking cowboy shots. There was also a bucket of pre-made shots. It was like 16 shots in a bucket.
Oh, my God.
And I think the bucket is helpful for later.
Yeah.
All right. So, Heidi's question is, what happened in Memphis, Tennessee on the 6th of September, 1916? What happened in Memphis, Tennessee on the 6th of September, 1916? While you're writing those answers, let me tell you more about that 1982 country hit. According to Alex, the song is hilarious and has bad lines like, "Well, I tried to get in. She changed the lock. Then I found this note stuck on the mailbox. It said... Goodbye, Turkey. My attorney will be in touch." That's good stuff. And also, "While she's living like a queen on alimony, I'm working two shifts. Eating bologna, asking myself, why didn't you just learn to cook?" I think it's set up earlier that he got married because he didn't like his own cooking, which is a bit of fun.
Yeah,
agree.
That's really cool. That's so cool. That's why I also got married. What a cool thing to do. Everyone listening, don't forget to make your life partner choices based on your diet.
Cuisine.
All right, the answer in for question number six. What happened in Memphis, Tennessee on the 6th of September, 1916? The first "I want you, Uncle Sam" poster is displayed to encourage Americans to enlist in the army. Elvis's grandma shot a man and only admitted to it on her deathbed. She shot him because he looked at her funny. The blue suede shoe shop that later inspired a hit song was opened.
Sorry.
A runaway coal train derailed and crashed into the Memphis Bank, leading to a month-long cleanup effort. A shop named Piggly Wiggly opened, changing the supermarket game forever. Or the very first KFC restaurant opened, then known as MFC. The zingers went off. The M being for Memphis, I reckon.
I would like to thank whoever wrote that. because I know that's very true. Someone else picked that. Someone else picked that last one. That one sounds... I have too much KFC knowledge.
Yeah, if people want to hear the history of KFC, which of course began in 1916 with an MFC, Ben Petratus did a Do Go On podcast episode about it a little while ago.
I've recently been almost... You know when you look up the KFC merch website and you're like, maybe this could be my whole wardrobe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could be, bucket head.
Bucket hat. You can buy a bucket hat that it's got the pattern of the bucket hat. You can buy like a Letterman jersey sort of thing. Sorry, Letterman jacket, but it's KFC.
That's it.
That's good.
I already have KFC tracky pants. Anyway, let's continue.
You know the St. Kilda Football Club, that like their logo is STKFC. So that's another reason for you to really get behind the boys.
The boys and girls. Do they have chicken? They content me with chicken.
Yeah, they probably have chicken.
Okay, right.
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Saran, any of these jumping out at you? You got the I Want You, Uncle Sam poster, Elvis's Grandma Shot a Man, Blue Suede Shoe Shop opened, Runaway Coltrane derailed, crashing the Memphis Bank, Piggly Wiggly open, changing the supermarket game forever, or first KFC was opened as an MFC?
Yeah, I reckon maybe the Runaway Coltrane.
Okay.
Ooh.
Runaway Coltrane.
The singer Coltrane?
Yeah, John. I think it was John.
He was a big unit. He did. Month long cleanup.
Running into banks.
Just running into it real fast.
I don't know. My ears peaked at Blue Suede Shoe Shop, except the song isn't about a shop. isn't it just about shoes?
So you have to buy the shoes from a shop.
Why does the shop only sell very Blue specific shoes?
They've gone all in.
It sounded immediately, like, very at the start it sounded convincing, and then you think, the more you think about it, the more it doesn't make any sense.
I don't know. I feel like it does, because Memphis... He has to have written about Blue Suede Shoes for some reason.
There could be other reasons. Nah. It's probably more likely. I'm going to go maybe Piggly Wiggly.
All right.
I'm locking in Piggly Wiggly.
Locking in Piggly Wiggly for Evan. What do you think, Beck?
I'm going to do that rare thing where I also lock in Piggly Wiggly, because I actually think that might be the answer. I love Piggly Wiggly. I love that Piggly Wiggly exists. I think it's just so good. Why? It's the fact that someone went, yes, shop named Piggly Wiggly.
I'm not familiar with Piggly Wiggly.
Really? Oh, Evan.
Do you feel even more confident now that you know it's a real thing?
Or am I about to nope out of it?
I think I vaguely thought it was a real thing, but I don't know what it. I don't know what it is.
I go on about it every day. Every day I wake up and go, Evan, remember, Piggly Wiggly exists. Life is good.
What's the Australian equivalent of Piggly Wiggly?
I think it's probably not quite right sort of thing.
Oh,
maybe
okay.
Maybe not actually.
Maybe it's just a normal...
It might just be a shop. It might be like a Tucker Bag or like a Bylo.
Yeah. Probably IGA.
A grocery store.
Do you know what? I actually now...
Offbeat groceries.
Unclear what... I can't remember what Piggly Wiggly is, but I do remember the name and being charmed by its branding.
Okay.
All right, let's go through who wrote the answers. The first I Want You, Uncle Sam poster. That was Heidi, aka The House. I Want You.
That sounded very real.
I thought, who's keeping track of what dates people are putting up posters?
I mean, that's an
important
one.
There's a lot going on. There's a world war and some of them are going, very important. Let's jot this down. Elvis's Grandma Shot a Man. And I only admitted to it on a deathbed. That was Beck Petratus.
I forgot that I wrote that. I forgot the one I was supposed to be going, hey, everyone, what about this?
I thought it was a very believable one. The Blue Suede Shoe Shop. That was a Heidi and House collaboration.
That's good.
I think she wrote it more believable, and I added the shop. Just sort of like the way it sounded, Blue Suede Shoe Shop. Runaway Coltrane. John Coltrane. Is that right, Evan? Because you wrote this
yes,
one.
Yes, that's right, yes.
That was... yeah, Saran went that, which was...
That's great, thank you. Great, I guess. Finally got a point.
Evan's on the board. Saran wrote the very first KFC restaurant opened, then known as MFC, and the zingers went off.
I'm so sorry, Saran. I'm sorry. Yeah. It's my specialty subject / every meal I eat.
That sounded convincing to me until Beck debunked it.
Yeah, I goofed it. I shouldn't have done that.
If I knew you had the tracksuit pants, I wouldn't have.
And that means you two are correct. Piggly Wiggly opened that bag.
Yeah, Piggly Wiggly.
And it's funny because I'm working on this other thing for a sleep podcast where I tell stories from history. And yeah, one of the episodes I've recorded this week's about the history of Piggly Wiggly. And so when I saw this suggested in the by Heidi, I'm like, oh, it's so good. I'd never heard of Piggly Wiggly, but it really did. Like everything about modern supermarkets, not everything, but they brought in cash registers and stuff like that. Before Piggly Wiggly, you'd go with a list of what you wanted and then people would go and get it for you. It was the first one that you'd go and pick your own stuff off the shelf.
Sorry, man, I'm starting to fall asleep.
Doing your job. I feel like... Was there...
That's good. That's good feedback. Appreciate it.
Was there a guy, like, who... Like, some sort of enigmatic businessman in charge of Piggly Wiggly? That's what I vaguely remember.
Yeah, yeah. He had all these great ideas.
Mm.
And he came up... He never really came clean exactly on... where the name came from. There's a few different stories.
But did he also sell... This is... Sorry, now I'm just getting to Piggly Wiggly. He sold it or, like, it got bought out and then he opened another store?
Yeah, he
this is what I remember. I barely remember what the store is. Well, no, I remember the info.
Right. He floated it publicly and then ended up basically getting pushed out of his own company. And so he started up a second one that was called something really sort of...
Aggressive.
It was called something like the sole ownership shop of me.
Yeah.
Clarence Saunders or whatever his name is. I think his name actually was Sanders or something.
Oh.
But yeah. So, but yeah, it is an interesting story. Like, hopefully. Not too interesting because I want people. it's a fine line. All right. So we're up to the final question. And this one comes from Betsy from California. We always finish with a movie synopsis. So you've got to write, you know, 2, 3, 4 sentences long movie synopsis here. And the question is, what is the synopsis of the 1935 film Ruggles of Red Gap? Ruggles of Red Gap. And while you're writing those answers, here's some more info on Piggly Wiggly. I've sort of given a lot of this away already. But according to Heidi, Piggly Wiggly was the first modern supermarket that featured individually priced items. Apparently before this as well, another thing was customers would more likely be able to haggle on price and stuff, but this was a shop that was like, nah, this is what it's worth. And before this as well, they'd go, I want, you know, a kilo of flour, and someone would go out the back and scoop a kilo of flour individually weighed out of... It sounds like it was new way of shopping actually led to a lot of waste as well. But anyway, it was also the first to check out counters and obviously encourage shoppers to choose items themselves. And it really took off quite quickly. And it still exists, even though he was pushed out of his own company. And he also passed away a long time ago. There are still hundreds of Piggly Wiggly stores across 18 states in North America, but apparently it's mainly in the southeastern states. Did you get to the southeast, Beck? You saw Piggly Wiggly stores in person?
No.
No, you just...
No, I just know of
yeah,
them.
Yeah, yeah.
I never saw a Piggly Wiggly.
He just knows the legend.
I know the legend of Piggly Wiggly. Do you know, there was a thing that popped up the other day. It was like an Instagram filter where you ticked all the places you'd been. It was like... world trip bucket list, and I was going to post it because my one is literally Australia, the USA, yeah, and that's it. But I went to the USA, never looked at Piggly Wiggly. So sad.
I love the idea of travel like that. Like it's you're just ticking places, like a whole culture and a whole whole people
done.
With all the... Yep, done, next.
Off to the next one.
Went there. I like, if I had that, I'd tick Italy because I spent half a day in Milan. You know, stopping over on a train journey.
What was it
I went to a McDonald's.
Oh, yeah.
The fashion capital of Europe.
So you were very fashionable at the McDonald's. Yeah.
Pretty fashionable spot there. Yeah.
Is that a good way to end a joke? Just by going... Just fade yourself out.
Yeah. That's pretty much how I do it, yeah. All right, the answer in. Final question. Triple points.
Ooh, whoa. I didn't know this.
Still anyone's game.
Triple what? The score I already have, or just triple one?
What, if you get, if you pick the correct answer and you somehow get Saran and Beck to choose your answer, you'll walk away with 9 points this round.
Wow, that's not going to happen. Would that be enough for me to win?
Well, you did score in the last round.
Yeah, my score is skyrocketed in the last round.
You got 2 points.
To two, yeah.
Can I say, if Evan does do that, I reckon he should win.
Mm. Evan will win if he does that.
Okay, great.
Right.
Okay.
Anyone will win if they do.
Regretting
that.
Regretting that I wrote something silly.
All right. Here are your... Oh, here's the final question. What is the synopsis of the 1935 film Ruggles of Red Gap?
I don't know.
All right.
Is it Ruggles of Red Gap?
Oh, fuck. What did I say before?
Or is it Ruggles Red Gap?
I thought it was of. I heard
it
of.
Was of.
Oh, I heard thought. Of.
It,
oh,
I'm so sorry.
I thought it was the possessive.
Do you want to do an edit? Okay. Right. Here are your options. Ruggles of Red Gap. A beloved hometown clown named Reginald Ruggles decides to pack up his humdrum Midwestern life and try to make it big in Hollywood. After his car breaks down at a remote section of the Grand Canyon and a series of missteps and hijinks ensues, Ruggles wonders if he'll ever make it out of the desert and see his name up in lights. A beloved hometown clown is a new favorite phrase. Ruggles the dog is separated from his family by a cantankerous dog catcher. When he escapes the pound, he must travel across the Red Gap to reunite with his little girl, Jenny Deer. That's option two. Option three, Ruggles, an English butler, is won by an American couple in a poker game. After becoming a local celebrity while out partying with his new employer, Ruggles has to decide whether to return to his former lord's service or complete his transition to an independent man. And then you got, a thief steals the Crimson Flame, a ruby from the Burmese crown jewels. Can Detective Sam Ruggles Malloy catch the perpetrator and return the jewels before the new empress's coronation? When Ruggle wakes up with a toothache, he doesn't think much of it. But after a few weeks of it nagging him, Ruggles, his name's already changed. Ruggles decides to see a doctor. The doctor scolds Ruggles for not knowing that there are dentists for this kind of thing. By the time Ruggles gets an appointment with the dentist, the ache is unbearable. Mm. Together they pull the tooth out, revealing a very sore red gum. Ruggles does not have private health insurance. Will he be able to cover the gap?
Saran is the only one playing this game like he's a comedian. All of us, what are we doing? What are we doing here?
I did forget that he was Ruggle.
You forgot between the first and second sentence. Or whoever wrote that, including Hollywood.
Yeah, it could be anyone, who knows?
Or finally, Terrence Ruggles is shocked to find a door in his new house leads to nowhere. He ventures inside the dark void to see what lies beyond. A sci-fi thriller guaranteed to jerk you off your seat. A sci-fi thriller guaranteed to jerk you off your seat.
It's so funny.
Well, your money back, I guess. It's a guaranteed. I've had a tearjerker. This film is more of a jerker.
Oh man!
So you got the hometown clan. You got the dog. separated from his family.
Mm, yeah, that sounded good.
You got the English butler, one in a game of poker.
Oh, yeah.
You've got the thief stealing the Crimson Flame and the detective Sam Ruggles Malloy. you've got Ruggle worried about covering the gap because he doesn't have private health insurance. Or you've got Terrence Ruggles shocked to find a door in his new house. It's a sci-fi thriller. Guaranteed
to jerk you off your seat.
I'm immediately suspicious because I feel like Evan wants to win. So he said the dog one sounds good, and I feel like it's him trying to make this dog one work.
Stop trying to make the dog one work, Evan.
The dog one does sound good, though.
I also like the butler one.
Now I don't know. Where's it coming from?
All right. Yeah, I think I didn't really think about this, but Ruggles works as a... It seems like such a weird specific name, but it works as a dog's name.
So many different things.
It works as a butler's name.
Yeah.
Works as a hometown
detective.
Clown.
Clown detective.
A guy with a toothache.
You got a toothache.
And so I reckon Ruggles could jerk you off.
Yeah. He's powerful.
Yeah, he's real good. He's got so many skills.
Yes.
Far out.
You're on a bit of a hot streak now, Evan. Do you want to go first?
All right. I'm going to go the butler one.
Butler.
Yep.
The butler did it.
All right. Ruggles the butler.
Locking in the butler for Evan.
I want to pick
I think it's the clown.
You think it's the clown?
Yeah, you think it's the hometown clown?
Hometown clown.
See,
what is the hometown? What hometown? Whose hometown?
When I was trying to think of one, I did immediately think Ruggles the clown.
Oh,
and
really?
Is that naturally because...
Is there a Ruffles the clown? Is that why? Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Are you telling us that you wrote this answer?
No.
That's immediately what I thought, and then I wrote it down. And now you're guessing
nailed
it.
Nailed that.
Hometown clown. Hometown clown.
What was the one? There was one that I was like, it's pro...
Cantankerous dog catcher.
No, not
English butler.
No.
Toothache.
What was it?
Find the door that leads nowhere.
Find the door that leads nowhere?
Yeah, and he ventures inside the dark void.
Oh, that's that one.
Beyond.
Shit. I wanted to pick the one that's Evan's because I want him to have a win for once. And I'm trying to work out which one is Evan's, which is a new format of playing this game.
Yeah.
I know. So... See, I feel like...
But you also think he's trying to win, so maybe...
He didn't know about triple points.
Oh, he didn't.
It's true. No, he didn't. So he could have just...
Hometown clown.
I thought it was all...
Ruggles the dog. Ruggles the butler. Ruggles the... Sam Ruggles Malloy, the detective.
Yep.
Ruggle the man with the toothache. Or... Ruggles the man who finds a door that leads nowhere.
I reckon that could be Evan's one.
That last one, the jerk-off one.
Because he was pretty obsessed with the prehensile penis before.
He was, it's true. here's the one
I... jerk you
Evan,
off
you
your
can...
seat. It's just such a funny
phrase. It's really
phrase.
Funny. Not something people say.
Yeah.
Actually, do you know what? It probably is.
Is it just a really normal phrase? And I'm just broken?
No.
I don't know why that tickled me so much.
Or that's Soren's. And Soren's trying to get me to pick it for points.
Or it's just 1930s lingo.
That's
from
true.
Hollywood.
I'm going with detective.
Guaranteed to jack you off your seat.
I think detective is Evan. And Evan, you can't say. I'm going to say detective.
I'm not saying anything. I'm sitting here silent.
I'm saying detective for Evan's win. Just I want him to have a win for once. He needs it.
All right. Here's who wrote the answers. Ruggle, a.k.a. Ruggles, saw a doctor. Even though seemingly not knowing that dentists are around for this kind of thing.
I forgot this answer. That's definitely okay.
That was Saran Jayana. Come from the
great
beautiful mind of Saran. Ruggles the dog, separated from his family by a cantankerous dog catcher. That was Beck Betraytus. Then we had Terrence Ruggles, shocked to find a door in his new house, leads to nowhere. It's a sci-fi thriller from 1935, guaranteed to jerk you off your seat. That was Evan Munro Smith.
Oh, my God, it was... Did you genuinely say jerk off your seat? Why did you write that?
I don't know. I thought it sounded funny.
Okay, good. I don't know what it means. Okay, no, it's good.
So the one you thought was Evans, Thief Steals the Crimson Flame, that was actually Betsy, aka the House.
Oh, got me, Betsy.
Betsy also wrote the beloved Hometown Clown, which Soren went for.
Oh.
Meaning that Evan was correct. It was the English Butler.
Wow.
It was won in an American poker game. And this is a loved film.
Wow.
Tell you a bit more about it in a second, but it on Rotten Tomatoes has 100% critical approval rating. 89% audience. So I'll obviously just add up the scores now.
Evan, I can't believe it. I was trying to throw you one. And
he nearly would have won if you picked
I should
the
have just told you which one I wrote. I should have just told you.
Yeah, that would have been...
You can't break the game like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I didn't want to
We've
got to
pretend that this game is important. It all falls apart if you don't at least pretend. So a review by Dennis Schwartz reads, "The film's main asset is the strong comical performance of Charles Laughton as the straight-laced and very proper English butler, Marmaduke Ruggles." What a name.
Wow.
Apparently, this is just a quick trivia tidbit from IMDb. The film's editor, Edward Dmytryk, said that that Charles Laughton became so emotional during the scene in the saloon where he recites the Gettysburg Address that it took director Leo McCary 1.5 days to complete shooting it. According to the editor, the preview audiences found Lawton's close-ups in the scene embarrassing and tittered through the speech. They laughed. So they substituted in shots of Lawton from behind instead showing reaction shots of people, and they found that very moving, and the second preview was extremely successful. And it ended up being this loved film, but it's so funny that early on they're like this... It's just the fact that this great film, supposedly, has a scene where a butler is reciting a Lincoln speech. It just sounds like nonsense.
Yeah.
Why would he be doing that? But I haven't seen it. All of a sudden, I'm like one of those critics of The Penis Man.
You gotta look it up.
You gotta critique it before you've seen it. All right, here's the final scores. In fourth place, despite such a great start on 3 points, it's Soren Jayamana. In third place on 4 points, it's Beck Petraeus. In second place, coming home with a wet sail, it's Evan Munro Smith on 5 points.
I did not see that coming.
Good job.
Coming through for a rare win on 11 points, it's the Dastardly House.
Good answers from the House.
How does the House not always win?
Yeah.
Because the house has got like
I really try and manipulate it so that it doesn't happen, but sometimes, despite everything that I try, it just happens. I mean, you do have triple points in the last round. The house doesn't have.
Oh, yes, the house doesn't.
So often, someone will just come home real strong. Anyway, where can people find you, Soren?
In Perth, Dryer at Fringe World, and then that's from the 19th to the 28th. Of January.
Bloody hell. And then, we're in
Adelaide,
Melbourne, Brisbane. Tickets on sale now.
Yeah,
you can
for
find
all
them
of those places.
MattStewartComedy.com and also probably Soren's website too.
The various websites. And, that will be on my website soon.
Listeners, hang around for the post-show credits. There might be an Evan Munro Smith original song. If it's not found, Beck tried to remake it. So and there's other things as well. I think there might be a lot of waveform chat. Evan, where can people find you?
I host a gaming show on YouTube called Gamey Game. It's on Stupid Old Channel. Look it up. It's a comedy panel show with lots of comedian people. All you guys have been on it at some point or another. It's also fun. Comedy chat show. Also, I'm streaming on Twitch at the moment. My Twitch thing is Stupid Old Evan. I'm doing a little bit of streaming.
Sick. And Beck, apart from Beckness on Twitch, you've got a new show.
Yeah, I got a new show. It's called...
A new show?
A new show. I've really taken a different turn for this comedy festival. No, I've got a new show. It's called Nerd Fuck. It's about how I'm the coolest person in the world and I do cool things. And everyone that was popular in school and not bullied.
Finally, you've come out and admitted it.
Yeah, yeah. If you are interested in nerd stuff, I feel like you'll probably like it.
Mm. Is it guaranteed to jerk you off your seat?
Well, it's a nude show, apparently. So that's good. No, I don't think you can legally do that. Can you? Oh, man. What if the you'd have a very successful comedy film. Anyway.
I think it depends. You've just got to, you know, your front of house has to put very specific warnings on the door.
Really, really specific. it's a show about nerd stuff. It's stand-up, and I think it's going to be good.
And at Campari House?
No, it's at Tasma Terrace.
Oh, cool.
So Tasma Terrace, which is in sort of the
beautiful
top of the
old
city. Wonderful building. It's beautiful. Come,
it's like heritage listed.
Come for the show. Stay for the awnings. Yeah.
Awesome. Thanks so much for joining us, you three.
No worries.
Bless you.
And thanks so much, listeners, for listening. Please give us a 5-star review if you want. I haven't had one in months.
Oh.
What's going on? I ask at the end of every episode. Sort of feel like, this is a personal thing. But anyway, tell your friends if you think they might enjoy it. And cheers for tuning in to Who Knew with Matt Stewart. And now that you know it, I've been Matt Stewart. Goodbye.
Do you like Dracula Dead and Loving It? It's a really old movie that I don't think is appropriate for children to watch over and over again. It's all we used to watch. I mean, it's funny, but also it's like... It's like there's a bit of sex romp comedy in it, I think,
right,
that I didn't understand. I'm going to rewatch it.
That's one I haven't seen. I remember watching Men in Tights a lot as a kid.
Oh, that's a banger, though.
The film?
And Spaceballs. Yeah, the film.
That felt like a very commercial radio homophobic joke. Sorry. Oh, you're watching the film?
Evan, you can't say that.
Oh, man. I just said, so I'm so sorry. Last night I Twitch streamed until 12:30 playing Baldur's Gate 3.
Ooh.
And then I yo-yoed myself up awake. And I feel like I'm never giving you my best for self, Matt. I'm always giving you my... I've just been playing a role-playing D&D game where I'm a half-orc called Ratfook.
I had assumed that was just... That wasn't your best or your worst. That was just the you.
Oh, that's beautiful. Great.
You're always coming off an epic Twitch stream. That's the vibe you give.
Oh, good. That's the vibe I'm trying to give off. Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
What is Baldur's Gate?
It's like a sort of D&D game, but you're playing on PC. D&D PC. But you can play it by yourself, so you don't need friends.
Oh, that feels like the one thing they forgot about when they came up with the original.
Yeah, they really goofed it.
Jeez, what if I want to play by myself? I have friends, certainly, and, could play with them at any point.
Any point at all.
But sometimes I just like to chill out by myself, away from all my friends. Oh, these are... I got to tell you, before we get into it, these are fantastic responses. Yeah, another great one there. And, all three of you. Cannot believe it. That's rare that we get three fantastic answers.
Oh, no.
How's everybody going? We've got some really asymmetrical waveforms going on. I can't help but notice.
Well, everyone can enjoy really, that at home.
It's not really a problem.
Download this episode, stare at this in a spectrogram. Is that what that is?
No, you just look at the waveform.
Oh, my mistake.
This will be good banter for the credits, I think.
Yeah, I think this is going to go real.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
People will be falling asleep to this part of the episode. And then waking up when they hear the word waveforms. Oh, now I'm listening.
Oh, yep. I feel so bad if they're trying to fall asleep to this episode because I'm just going, ha ha!
Yeah, that does actually contribute to some of the asymmetry.
Yeah, I think it's mostly me laughing real loud.
Squawking. I don't know what causes it.
Is this a good idea for a podcast where the podcasters just watch their waveform and
direct
discuss
his commentary on the waveform?
Hang on, I'm going to try and make a boob with the waveform. You ready?
Okay, here we go.
That's not a boob.
Hey,
they're just blobs.
Boobs. It's our sisters, not twins. just Pregan taught me that recently. So,
but they're like really those boobs need help. they're all like they need help.
I think one of the nipples is an innie.
Yeah,
which is fine.
It's allowed.
It's fine. I'm the one who judges. I'll tell you. Oh God, abort.
Nip away.
I'm gonna go.
Can I jump in?
Yes.
I wanna.
That was
go
great on the waveform.
that was really good. That looks like a penis.
I'm glad all this waveform chat's gonna stay in.
No, I think
this is definitely gonna get cut.
Well, otherwise people are really gonna have to download this episode and analyze.
Like, I think there's gonna be a lengthy post credits section about waveforms. Anyway, while you're still writing your answers, let's go for a quick break. Da-na-na-na.
People need to stop having a name that starts with the letter A at the comedy festival.
Oh.
I've been knocked off. My name is Beck. You'd think I'd be at the front.
Oh, you just mean their actual name.
Yeah, their actual names.
So they still have, like, Armin the...
No, but there is...
Aardvark.
I got to say, a succulent comedy showcase... which I think is a Asian comedy showcase.
Clever.
Great name. And also A. Perfect.
Yeah.
Like if you're naming a compilation show, having A, so smart.
But they don't allow they don't people to still go, ah, yeah. Comedy show.
Actually, someone has a number and they're at the very front.
Yeah.
So now I feel like
Have called our show Two Guys Doing Comedy.
Two Guys, One Comedy.
Yeah.
You know, that reference is very current.
Yeah. Yeah, is Evan a good cook?
Evan cooks fish finger sandwiches really well.
Oh, is that a specialty?
Yeah.
He made a song about it. I only just remembered this the other day. Is this okay to bring up?
You can bring that up.
Evan had a song that goes... I don't remember 10 years ago, and I can remember
just
the tune.
The ingredients.
It's you going, fish finger sandwich has all of these for you. And he recorded it. This isn't like... I really want you to find the fish finger sandwich song.
Oh, I don't know if that exists anyway.
I think it's you going fish fingers, mayonnaise, bread, cheese.
If you find it, I'll get Connor to put it at the end of this episode.
I would love to hear fish finger sandwich again.
If we're able to find it, Connor will throw it to it now. I wonder if he threw to it.
I wonder.
Evan, this is on you now.
I'd be very surprised if it still exists.
The power is yours. Well, I mean, you could re-record it.
I'm going to look for it in Gmail.
You could re-record it, Evan, if required.
Yeah.
Did you make it with... Did you put music under it and stuff?
Yeah, I think it was...
Yeah, it was a full track. Yeah. I don't know why. I can't remember why, but there definitely is a
Surely that can't be lost. Beck, just in case you can't find it, can you sing it again now?
Fish finger sandwich has all of these... for you.
I like it. It's sort of confusing to follow. Has all of what?
Yeah, no.
Well, that's the chorus. The verse has all the ingredients.
Yeah. Oh, okay. sorry, that, yes.
You said that so
Once you've said that, that is
pretty straightforward.
Gotta just double check. Are you three taking this game seriously?
It's really hard. Ruckles Red Gap.
Yeah, this could be anything.
Yeah.
It's part of the fun of it, but, you know, thought you three were creatives, but...
Oh, no.
I haven't read. I just read a part of one of them, and I thought...
As Evan just wrote it movie.
He explodes.
The movie explodes.
Ruggles explodes. Leaving a red gap.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.